Welcome to the Health Ranger Report on Brighteon.tv. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and our guest today is Dr. Ed Group, the founder of Global Healing Center. And Ed joins me in studio at the Brighteon Studios to talk about a lot of interesting things, including the war on humanity, the new phase of the bioweapons attack, and how they are working to destroy people's lives through exotic technology that may also combine nanostructures with external electromagnetic influence. This is a very dangerous time to be alive. We are in a war, and very few people understand the nature of this war, as well as Dr. Ed Group, who's also a master formulator of tinctures, nutritional supplements, and superfood products, and we get to talk about that a little bit as well. So stay tuned. We'll be back with Dr. Ed Group right after this short break.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at brighteonstore.com. If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, and I'm joined in studio today by none other than Dr. Edward Group from Global Healing Center.
Thank you, Mike.
Welcome.
We've known each other for a long time, and it's always a blast when we get together.
It really is, and I'm so excited to get to show you our studio and our facility and everything today. I gave Dr. Group like the full tour of our facility. What would you think, by the way?
I tell you what, I am so impressed. I've toured so many contract manufacturers and manufacturing facilities, and yours is right up there. I mean, ours is every little detail we pay attention to, from having no plastic tubing to anything. And I was literally blown away with your facility over here.
I mean,
Mike is doing everything that you should do in a manufacturing facility, as far as quality, as far as taking care of the workforce, as far as, you know, making sure everything's clean.
Epoxy
amazing
floors.
Amazing.
You see all the FRP
epoxy
walls.
Yep, FRP walls, epoxy flooring, yep. VOC-free epoxy flooring.
Yep. Yeah,
I'm super impressed, and for me to say that I'm super impressed,
I know, that's
for
you have a very high standard. Yeah.
Is, yeah, I'm the mad scientist. I every single detail has to be looked at, and I mean, I was blown away.
This is one of the reasons why we are really happy to partner with you, and that's one of the announcements we want to share with the public today. But I would say your manufacturing, your attention to detail is top in the world. Nobody does the triple distillation that you do, just to get the water to make the tinctures and things like that. Nobody does the extraction techniques that you do for your tinctures. And I know there are other things, you know, sound healing approaches, other things. Maybe you want to talk about some of that at this point. But we are here
to partner with you to bring our audience, you know, the best of your world, which is potency, extraction efficiency, combined with our laboratory testing, right? Heavy metals, glyphosate, E. coli, microbiology, and soon dioxin testing. So we're going to be introducing together the world's most high-end extraction with the world's most comprehensive clean food testing for a product line together.
I tell you, I couldn't be more excited about it. We, you know, really, me being a mad scientist, I'm always looking for different ways to innovate. And in our industry, Mike, there has not been rapid delivery innovation and absorption and bioavailability innovations in, you know, 50, 60 years. You still end up with liposomal or lipospheric, and the more research that I've done into that is really a big fraud in our industry, because nobody is, basically what they're doing is they're putting sunflower lecithin in their product and they're calling it lipospheric or liposomal. Right. Yeah, so we're really excited to work with you, and we're really excited to help launch, for you to help us support the launch of our new AGT technology, which is acoustic glycerosomal technology. And this is very similar to what a big pharma has been doing, especially even now with the mRNA technology, of using a lipid substance to create a rapid delivery system. Except what we figured out how to do it using sound and frequency, and be able to wrap the nutrients of the plant in what we call a glycerosome. And a glycerosome is 30 to 50% more bioavailable in rapid delivery than liposomal. So right now in our industry, the highest you can go would be liposomal, even though I think most of it is fake. What we're doing is we're launching a acoustic glycerosomal technology. Now, what Big Pharma and what all these other companies are doing with their liposomal technology is they use lots of toxic chemicals for the extraction. They use different types of heat. They use microwave energy. They use different types of frequencies. What the beautiful thing about what we've developed is that we've done it all cold processing with zero chemicals. So we've actually figured out how to create glycerosomes using no chemicals, no heat, and do it in a way using acoustics. Sound waves. Wow. If you look back at the ancient Tibetan, there's one video that's out there that shows them lifting a 2-ton rock 200 feet in the air using acoustics with different types of sound frequencies and vibrations.
Yeah, I mean, this gets into cymatics. You can create structure out of sound.
Exactly. And it's very important that what we do is we start with the proper materials too. And that's when we use the basis from Paracelsus in the 1600s when he's working with alchemy. And the great alchemists would really focus on themselves when they produce a product. We're spending lots of time in meditation and lots of time raising their own vibrations, because the vibrations of the people that are making the products, that's why I also meditate every single morning over all of our products and put love and energy and vibration into them, because you can do that at long distance. It's very important, and that's why we start with the triple distilled water, which was the only water the alchemists would use, because the water changes structure and function at the third, the sixth, the ninth distillation in multiples of three. And actually, really, our distillation systems distill the water 18 times, but we have three distillation systems, and each distillation system goes through six chambers.
Oh, is that right?
So it's really eight, since we have three chambers, we say triple distilled, but in reality, it's really 18x distilled water.
Wow,
water is an incredible substance, and what we found is that when you distill water to that degree, water becomes a very hungry water, and it's able to absorb light and sound frequencies. So after we distill it, we run it through different types of systems to infuse the full spectrum of light into it, and then we run it through systems, a biophotonic structuring system, and then we run it through a special type of alchemical-based structuring and energizing type system. So that's the base that we use.
See, that's what's fascinating, because I'm not aware of anybody else that's doing it like that in the world. And also, I have a question for you about that, deuterium, mm-hmm. or D2O, instead of H2O. there's been a lot of talk over the years, I know you're familiar with this, of if you could get the deuterium out of your water, which is only present at, 120 parts per million or something like that, that it would be healthier for your cells. Does your distillation process deal at all with deuterium removal?
Yeah, so that's a subject that I've looked into, and I'm not 100% sure about because what we can do also is we can change the molecular structure of things.
Yeah.
And it might not be a toxic anymore per se, but it might be a signaling like a homeopathic that could actually create your body to seek that out and eliminate it. And we know that that process is effective with studying individuals that have been utilizing urine, for example, where you can test and you can see heavy metals and stuff in your urine. Well, talking to many scientists, especially over in India, they'll say that those are just conjugated fragments. And how it works is it goes back into your system and it signals your body to release more. And there's never been a case that I've ever been able to see where someone has had metals in their body and then started drinking their urine and their metals have gone up. It's just the opposite. Their metals start going down, 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 down. So with deuterium, we have distilled water 18 times on purpose and then sent it out for deuterium testing, and there's still deuterium in it. Smaller levels, like maybe 20 to 40 parts per million. But that just goes to show you that that's extremely hard to get to get out.
I
also think that, there's a big, there's like a lot of controversy right now, and people are really scared about our water systems being contaminated. what is the right water filter? And I was contacted by somebody the other day, and they said, look, you've been doing research on water for 30 years. What is the best water system that I can, that we can promote to get all this stuff out of the water? And I said, there is no water filtration system that's going to get everything out of the water. There's just no way, because think about all the hundreds of thousands of pesticides, insecticide residues, who knows, nuclear-based residues that could be in the water, different types of energy signatures that can be in the water. And that's why I always go back to distilled water, because distilled water is going to take out the majority of all of those contaminants, glyphosate, atrazine, all that stuff. And it's just safest water that you can be drinking. And that's why I recommend everybody. I said, look, you can do all the research you want and try to find a water filter that's going to take everything out, but we don't even know how to test for thousands of different substances.
A lot of those things, yeah. But by the way, actually, I just filmed yesterday in the studio. We tested cesium removal of dozens of kind of off-the-shelf water filters, the gravity filters. And this is because of cesium-137, which is deadly in a nuclear fallout event. And it mimics potassium, by the way, in all the pathways of the body. So you can imagine if you replace your potassium with radioactive cesium, life's not going to be very good for you. But we tested all these filters, and frankly, most of them did not do very well. But we found six that did 99.98% or better removal. And a couple of those six were pretty low-cost filters, and the other four were more higher-end filters. One of them was the Zen water filter system. I don't know if you've heard about that, that has a multi-element column in it. Who knows what all's in there, but you're right. No water filter takes out everything. And you were asking me earlier about, have we tested filters for glyphosate removal? And I don't believe that we have done that test. And if we did, I don't think that these filters would do very well, because glyphosate moves through everything. It's a tiny molecule. It penetrates cells in your body, and it, I think it just goes right through carbon block filters. It just goes right through them.
Yeah, and I'm not against water filtration to have in your house.
Sure,
at all.
Yeah.
I don't
no,
want
it
people
serves
to
a,
think that.
A purpose.
Anything you can filter out, or if you can filter out 90% of some, that's great. It's still a lot better than what you've been drinking.
Absolutely.
However, we have nanotechnology right now that's being sprayed on us. We have mRNA technology. We have people that are going to the bathroom that have this in their systems. And so, when people ask me, well, what is the cleanest water that I can drink? I say, well, you can get a distillation system on online for $300 that does 4 gallons a day of distilled water. You know, that's a subject that I've been researching, and because only nature produces distilled water. That's why the ancient cultures used rain. They had fog nets, actually, that they would make in the valleys, and they would collect the fog when it came through, and it would all leak down into uh-huh. these cisterns.
Right.
And that's the only water they would drink. Very rarely would they drink water from creeks or from wells or anything like that, because it's too high in inorganic minerals.
Absolutely.
And ultimately, that's a whole nother conspiracy that we can go down, is how we've been deceived about the type of water that we've been drinking. Ultimately, we should be drinking 80% distilled water and only a small amount of spring water or anything that's has lots of inorganic minerals. And the reason why is they know that they are purposely turning us to stone. If you look at the amount
right.
of organic minerals versus inorganic minerals that we consume, the average human consumes, 95% of the minerals the average human consumes are inorganic minerals. They're not eating fruits and vegetables and live foods all day long.
No, they're having the breakfast cereal that has iron shavings literally put in it, like these wheat flake cereals or corn flake cereals, and they'll put iron shavings in it to say that they meet the iron requirement for the USRDA. And I've actually taken this. You can just take a box of cereal, put it in a bowl with water, just make it all wet and mushy, and then just take a powerful magnet and you can pull the iron filings right out of the cereal. I mean, there's videos of that all over, but it's true. It's true. And then you're like, oh my gosh, they just dropped iron filings into the cereal. Which, you know, I have goats. Goats do pretty well with inorganic minerals because they have, you know, multiple stomachs and very strong digestion. Humans don't. You eat all these inorganic, or you drink them, all these inorganic minerals, it's like you said, you start to turn to stone.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they had did autopsies really from 1860 to 1920. There was so much research on all the different types of healing modalities. It's all been burned out and suppressed. But there were lots of studies of even people that were drinking spring water that had autopsies, and they had petrified organs because they had so many inorganic minerals.
Petrified organs.
And so that's wow. that's why they're literally turning us to stone and calcifying our bodies over time. And what eliminates that is distilled water. Distilled water, if you start drinking, you start eating fruits and vegetables that contain high levels of distilled water, you start drinking rainwater, that's what's going to detoxify you and start pulling all these inorganic minerals out of your system.
Yep.
So it's very important, and that's why I recommend. If you want to remineralize distilled water, squeeze a fresh lemon into it. That's organic minerals in a fresh organic
right.
lemon.
Right.
Put a little organic raw apple cider vinegar in there. That's going to put organic minerals in there.
Exactly.
And the reason why your animals are able to do that and we're not is because we have two ways to break down inorganic minerals. The first way is the hydrochloric acid in our stomach, believe it or not. Mm-hmm. You've seen all the research that's come out over the last 20 years where they project like 98% of the population is very low in hydrochloric acid because
True.
We burned it out with all the, you know, soft drinks that we're drinking
Absolutely.
And alcohol that we're drinking.
The phosphoric acid, yeah.
So most people on the planet are not able to break down the inorganic minerals in their stomach. And the second way that we break it down is in the liver. Well, we did a study a couple years ago, and I still today think that probably 99% of the population on the planet's liver is only functioning at 15 to 20%.
Wow.
Oh, look at the studies with fatty livers in kids now 1 year old. It means the cirrhosis of the liver. You just think about all the parasites that go in the liver, all of the chemicals,
oh,
all the toxins that we're exposed to.
Yeah.
The liver is like the major organ for me that I've, you know, done so much research on and really, it is the detoxification organ. The skin, obviously, is the biggest detoxification organ, but the liver is vital to be able to break all these things down.
But correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, but you know, I sometimes hear people complain about all the toxins that are being sprayed on us, you know, chemtrails and things like that, and of course the 5G towers, electromagnetic pollution. But then, at the same time, I still meet people who are covered in like fragrance laundry detergent in their clothes, and they're using the dryer sheets, and they're using the shampoo that I can smell 50 feet away, and they're coating their bodies in poison, and then claiming that they're being chemtrailed. I'm like, well, wait a minute, you're chemtrailing yourself every day out of the shower, you know? I mean, you get out of the shower, you're chemtrailing yourself. So maybe shouldn't you get the chemicals out of the things that you can control as a starting point?
So you and I have basically figured out the root cause of disease 20-something years ago, which is the root cause of all disease and all symptoms that you may have are nothing more than a toxic external environment and a toxic internal environment. That's mm-hmm. it. Every single condition comes down to really more or less poisoning and parasites is what my conclusion is. Because I always like try to simplify everything for everybody, but you're exactly right. What are the toxins in the external environment? Well, you could have a toxic boss. You could be in a toxic relationship. People can be parasites and draw energy from you. What are you watching on TV? You know, the mold in your house. I mean, you know, we did that show. We identified all kinds of chemicals and toxins in your external environment, from your bedroom to your bathroom to your kitchen.
Totally.
You know, go watch that show. We talk about all that. It's an accumulation. And then all the things that you're putting on your body and in your body.
That's what's incredible to me.
It's just like what's incredible to me is like, it's so simple when you understand that everything is poisoning and parasites, but yet you have so many doctors out there and so many naturopathic doctors and people that are really, you know, trying to do good things, but they're missing the most vital step, which is detoxifying your home, detoxifying your external environment, and detoxifying your internal environment. And that's going to be very simple, of detoxifying and healing your gut, doing multiple detoxifications of your liver, getting rid of all the parasites in the body, which is another mm-hmm. subject I'd like to talk to you about of some recent findings that we've
and
had.
How about just being willing to sweat?
To sweat.
I mean,
exactly.
I'm so shocked to hear people that are afraid to sweat, even here in Texas. You know, because I'm outside every day. I'm taking care of animals, and you know, I'm walking around. I'm moving bags of grain. I'm feeding the chickens, whatever, right? And you get outside in Texas this time of year, you're going to sweat, right? It's a normal thing. But there are people who are so afraid to sweat that they'll spend all their time indoors in air conditioning, and they won't go outside. They just go from the house to the air-conditioned car, and from the car to the air-conditioned, you know, shopping store or whatever, or church, and it's air-conditioned. And they're afraid to sweat because they just don't want to feel sweaty. If you don't sweat, you're never going to get rid of a lot of toxins.
The fastest way to get rid of toxins in your body is through sweating. There's no other way to do it. I mean, you really need to sweat. That's what we were designed to do.
We were
designed to push that stuff out through our skin, which is the largest detoxification organ we have. You know, men have four ways to eliminate chemicals and toxins from their body. Really, they have three, is what I've learned lately, which is defecation, respiration, and sweating, diaphoresis of the skin. I used to think urine was a toxic elimination route. To a certain degree, you do eliminate, but it's not what I found out is it's not actually toxic. It's sterile. There are fragments of things in there, but it's not toxic. It's not a poison. You could, you know, there's people that drink all their urine all day long for 40 years that I've talked to, and they have zero poisoning. So it's not poisonous, which we've led to believe it is. And women have five ways to eliminate, which is their menstrual cycle. So, but the skin, there's no doubt, is the largest pathway of detoxification. And then not only that, but they've made us believe, especially the women, that they need to slather more chemicals on their skin to look good.
I know.
If you pick up any skincare product, it has 50 cancer-causing agents in it, and they convinced us all to lather sunblock on our skins to suppress our vitamin D production, which is a major immune system modulator.
Totally.
So it's just like...
Yeah,
it's crazy.
But this is getting back to what we're doing here together. Yeah. Like, this is why it's critical to have clean products that we're taking in. So here's an example. This is one of the first products we're doing together. Elderberry and echinacea. This is a glycerin-based tincture, and it's quite delicious, by the way, and also very potent. Can you talk to us about what goes into the extraction process of these two primary ingredients?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, we start with scouring, just like you do, scouring the world to try to find the cleanest, freshest ingredients. And folks, let me tell you, there's when you really start getting into that, it is extremely difficult. So we'll try to find six sources. We'll bring them all in. We'll test the color, the taste, the run them through different types of testing, chemical testing, heavy metal testing, contamination testing, microbial testing. The one thing that we don't do, and you don't do, that many other manufacturing facilities do, is they sterilize their raw materials when they come into the facility. I just don't get it.
I know, they irradiate everything.
And by the way, if you're taking supplements from any company, call the company up and ask them if they're NSF certified. 90% of these supplement companies are NSF certified. And I did not even know this, Mike. We called NSF because NSF is one of the processes that you have to get to become TGA certified.
Thanks, Ed, for being here.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care, everybody.